Consider Job's wife. Job chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. New King James Version. A couple of years ago, I was asked to speak at a woman's fellowship and to share on the topic of difficult times. As I sought the Lord for a direction, he led me to Job's wife. Today's post will be a snippet of that message. In the text, we see that Job was a very wealthy man. He had 10 children, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camel, 500 yoke of oxen, or 1,000 ox, 500 female donkeys, and a whole lot of servants. And of course, since Job had all of this, so did his wife. The Bible tells us that Job was a man who feared God and shunned evil, and a man who was blameless and upright. And I am willing to bet that his wife had the same testimony. But in one day, Job lost all of his possessions, most of his servants, and all of his children. But so did Job's wife. Everything and everyone she held dear, except her husband, was gone in a single day. The Bible tells us that Job bowed and worshiped the Lord, but I believe that here is where they differed. In his difficult time, he turned to the Lord. But in her difficult time, she embraced her grief and sorrow. And before we start judging her, let's be honest and say that most of us would have followed her example and not his. Then the devil attacks Job's body after all of these other things. And now his wife is angry and becoming bitter. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." Job chapter 2, verse 9. It is at this point that I believe that many people give his wife a bad rap. I am not excusing her words, nor condoning them as the proper response for difficult times, for they are not. But I also don't believe that these are words that sum up her whole life before God. They are words spoken in the midst of grief and heartache, an extremely devastating time for her, for anyone. I have seen wonderful men and women who love God have difficult experiences with the Lord. I have heard them make stupid remarks that was nothing more than their grief and flesh talking. I have heard caregivers speak words about their loved ones and vice versa that was nothing more than fatigue and weariness expressing itself. And I certainly believe that was the case with Job's wife. And allow me to give her one more benefit of the doubt. She was not born again, and she certainly didn't have a Bible to comfort her during her hardship. She was serving God to the best of her knowledge. But when this tsunami of difficulties flooded her life, she had nothing to lean on except Job. And where was Job? He was outside dealing with his pain and sorrow the best way he knew how, while listening to well-meaning friends who were most miserable comforters. Loss of children, extreme poverty after great wealth, loss of many servants, all who were a part of her household and probably her heart, loneliness, despair, a very sick husband, and a withering faith in God. This was Job's wife. When God asked Satan if he had considered his servant Job, I believe he was including Job's wife. And I believe that just as he knew that Job would pass the test, he knew Job's wife would also. So the next time you see someone going through and they are not behaving like you think they should, pray for them. Your prayers can be used to bring about their deliverance. This is a repost, but I couldn't help but think that in the midst of this coronavirus, it would be timely. People are losing loved ones, finances, businesses, dreams, and hope. It is easy to judge them, but it's harder to walk in their shoes. Let's remember what the Word teaches us about bearing one another's burdens and ask the Lord, how can we help during this time? More on Job's wife next time. Wonderful Jesus.